or not this customer service person will actually reference the animals. Now, much like the fart game, sometimes they reference the fart, sometimes they don't. It's just a matter of will they fight through it or not. Now, I already called one person and tried to do this, and they hung up on me. I called the Kansas City Chiefs, and after the second rooster call, they hung up on me.
So who'd you call after that? The Twins?
So then I moved on to a Kansas City landmark, Gates Barbecue, because you know Kansas City's known for their barbecue.
That's what they say.
So I called Gates Barbecue and talked to the proprietor there. So let's ask, who do you want?
Let's do David Denton. He was the one who called first, so let's give him the option.
Dave, will the man from Gates Barbecue make reference to the animals?
Yes, he will.
You say yes. All right, that means for Josh in Fort Worth, number one, you don't have to do anything. And number two, if we get through this thing and there is no reference to the farm animals, you win, okay?
Sweet.
Everybody understand here? Dave, you with us?
Yeah, I'm with you.
All right. You don't sound like it, man. All right, let's play the farm game with Gates Barbecue.
Gates Barbecue, 1026 State Avenue. This is the general manager speaking.
Hey, this is Terry Polian. I'm heading up there from Dallas to come to the game this weekend. And didn't know, I heard you guys got the best barbecue in Kansas City. Is that the truth?
Yes, sir, it is.
It is, okay. Well, if I was to head up there and purchase a solid amount of food, how long before what I need to order and all that stuff?
Well, it depends on how solid amount you're talking about, sir. Because we can prepare everything that you wish for right on site.
You can, right there?
Yes, sir.
Okay, if I got a traveling party of about 7 or 8, so I would just call that morning?
Uh-huh.
And then I would come in and pick it up?
Yes, sir.
And if I'm looking at 7 or 8 people, as far as meats go, would you recommend one particular thing or two particular things?
Well, if you're just trying to get a variety of all the different things we serve, I would go with our President's Tray, which feeds 7 to 8 people for $69.
Whoa.
It comes with one. Yeah, the President's Tray.
Okay.
It comes with one slab of ribs, a half a pound of beef, ham, and turkey, two all-beef sausages, and two chicken wings and two chicken legs.
Okay. Is it the President Bush platter or the President Obama platter?
Well, it's the President's Tray. It's generic, sir.
Okay, fair enough. We might have some people all pissed off if we get the Obama tray, if you know what I mean.
Well, I would just to say it's generic. It's a presidential tray. We've had Bush, Obama, and Clinton eat it, so we just call it a President's Tray.
Good, good, good. Now, if I'm looking at the President's Tray, how much is that going to cost me?
$69 plus tax.
$69 plus tax, okay. And what about some of the sides and stuff?
Well, the sides, I would recommend you order them in a 32-ounce portion. It would be $7.99 plus tax. And we have potato salad, coleslaw, macaroni salad, and barbecue beans.
That sounds good, okay. All right, now what about drinks? As far as drinks go, can we pick beer out of there, or do we need to bring our own?
No, you can't take beer in, you can't bring beer in, but we do have beer for sale in the dining room.
Oh, okay. All right. So, pony kegs, that's off limits?
Yes, sir.
All right. Now, exactly, do you know what time...
You guys got a whole lot going on in the background out there.
Well, you were down here in Texas. We're living on the farm, if you know what I mean. So, we got a lot of noises back
there. I hear that.
Yeah, I do too. Now, exactly, do you know what time the tailgating starts up at Arrowhead Stadium?
No, sir, I don't know exactly what time they begin tailgating, but I do know that we have guests that come in as early as 9 a.m.
All right, so what time would I need to show up if that's the case? Are you going to run out of food or anything? You got plenty of food?
No, sir. I got plenty of food.
All right. So if I just show up there random time, 8, 9 o'clock, what time do you open your doors at?
Well, this location here, we open at 10 a.m. on game day, but we have 3 other locations in the Kansas City area that open up at 9.
All right. So would you recommend me getting there around that time?
Well, it depends on if you want to visit my location or a location closer to the stadium.
Okay. How close are you?
I'm Actually, in Wyandotte, Kansas. It's on the other side of town.
Oh.
Our location on US 40 Highway would be the closest location to the stadium.
Oh, okay. So I got the wrong number then. Do I need to call that location? Or should I?
Well, you can call this one or that one. It doesn't matter. So we'll make sure that your order gets taken care of if you just want to deal with this location personally. And I do have that 40 Highway's telephone number if you want.
Well, that's okay. How close are you to the stadium? How close are you to the stadium?
I'm about 15 minutes away down I-70.
Oh, that's nothing.
That's location.
That's a popcorn fart.
What?
Well, yeah, you're right, but still, some people would prefer to be a little closer.
All right.
Shut up, Elvis! Shut up!
That's the first monkey I've ever heard from Texas.
Yeah, well, it's a big farm down here. All right, sir. Well, I appreciate your candor, and I look forward to calling you and having a good old time up there.
All right.
Are you a Chiefs fan?
I'll die hard.
Oh, come on now. What's wrong with them Cowboys?
Well, a lot. First of all, they're in Dallas.
Oh, well.
I'm from Kansas City.
Well, you got me there, don't you?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, you have a good one, and we'll see you on Sunday.
All right. We're looking for you.
All right. Hee-haw.
So beaten down.
Oh, he hated you.
That poor guy.
That rooster was so effing loud. I mean, it hurt my ears.
Well, I thought he was going to fight through it there, and he did for a long time, but he eventually capitulated. And that means that Dave in Denton is our winner.
That's right. How fitting.
Yes, because he said that, yes,
I'm extremely
farm
excited.
Animals would be acknowledged. They were.
Sound excited, dude.
So that means you win. You better get going, man.
Yeah, I'm headed that way.
Are you gonna be able to dig up a friend or anything?
I'm going to take my son.
Your son?
Yep, that's right.
Well, you're 33?
How old's your son?
He's 10.
That's a good idea.
All right, that's fine. Yeah.
Take your boy to the rock show.
Now, is he your son that's living with you, or are you divorced and you got to go lift him from the wife?
I'm divorced, but it just happens to be my night with him. So.
Oh, look at that.
That's nice.
Like how cool is dad now?
That's nice.
Thanks, guys.
All right, well, stay on hold there, Dave and Denton, and we will deal with you further.
All right.
Bye,
and
Josh.
And as to Josh in crazy Fort Worth, didn't work out, man.
Hung up on now, you idiot!
Whoa!
Thanks.
All right, well, I guess that means we got to say goodbye, Josh.
All right, love you guys.
Love you.
Love you, too.
Bye, Josh.
Thanks, Danny.
And that, boys and girls, is how we play the farm game. And now you're all about to be treated to the way we do the Ranch Report. That is next.